Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 390, entitled Transforming Conversion Tracking in WordPress with Conversion Bridge. It was published on Thursday, the 19th of September, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and a few bits of housekeeping just before we begin. The first thing to mention is that Black Friday is on the way, so no matter whether you are just a consumer of WordPress looking to buy things, if you are a company with a product or service in the Black Friday space, or indeed if you'd like to help us out and sponsor something, we have a page for you. It's wpbuilds.com/black. It's our curated listing of all of the Black Friday deals that are going on in the WordPress space. At this point, it'll look a bit bare bones because obviously we're a little bit away, but I can promise you that as we ramp up to Black Friday, this page will fill up and it will be a great place to go and bookmark if you want to get the best deals. And you'll be able to search and filter over on that page to cut out the noise, only look for the things that you're actually looking for to see what kind of offer they've got. wpbuilds.com/black. If you are a product owner and you would like to get your deal on that page, it's completely free. Head to the URL and then find the blue add a deal button and go and fill out the form. We'll just check that everything is in order and then publish it onto the website. Also, if you are a product owner that would like to be featured heavily on that page, you can find some sponsor slots at the top. They're in little black cards. And if any of those are still available, and I'm sure that they are at this point, you can click the Get Started button on one of the spots, and we would love to get you pride of place, top of that page, so that your product or service is really featured on our Black Friday page. Once more, wpbuilds.com/black. Also, if you'd like to advertise on WP Builds, like some companies you're about to hear from, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. We're also joined by Omnisend. Do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And we're also joined by Memberful. Memberful, building a membership website? Check out Memberful. Memberful allows you to easily add gated content, private member spaces, payment collection, and more to your WordPress website. Get started for free at memberful.com/WPBuilds. That's memberful.com/WPBuilds. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, Omnisend, and Memberful for their support of the WP Builds podcast. It goes without saying that without the support of companies like this, the WP Builds podcast simply couldn't keep going, so sincere thanks to them. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, I'm talking today with Derek Ashower from Conversion Bridge, and on the podcast today, you are going to learn all about the multitude of ways that this plugin will be able to help you track conversions on your WordPress website, We go into how it simplifies multi-platform analytics and the ways that you can do that, how you can track marketing conversions. We talk about WooCommerce. We talk about how you can selectively track different things. We talk about GDPR, EU privacy laws, Google Analytics, and options outside of Google Analytics. It really is a brand new product. And hopefully, if you are trying to track anything on your WordPress website, particularly products, this will help. I hope that you enjoy it. I'm joined on the podcast today by Derek Ashour. Hi, Derek.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. We're going to talk today about a new-ish product that Derek has launched. And if you're into tracking things, if you love data, then this might be really of interest to you. It's called Conversion Bridge, and its URL is conversionbridgewp.com, so nice and straightforward to remember. Maybe go and check it out now. Pause the podcast, get near a computer, conversionbridgewp.com, and then hit play. Then you'll have a much greater idea of what it is that we're talking about. But before we get into it and what it does and how it works and why you built it, Derek, are you able to just give us a little bit of background, give us a quick bio about you and yourself and plugins and your history with WordPress?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing WordPress for, I think I narrowed it down to like since 2007 or 8 or something like nice. That. So I've been building websites with it for a very, very long time. I started out doing client sites. So I am mostly doing agency type work, but you know, the super freelancer doing everything by myself for all my clients, all the design development and coordination and all that entails. So I've done that a very long time. I started another plugin about 11 years ago called Sunshine Photo Cart. Have another one called Confetti. And an address autocomplete, some other things through my other brand of plugins is WP Sunshine, which you can check out at wpsunshine.com. So I've done some plugins as well for a little while, but I'm in my journey, as many plugin companies have started out, going from agency to trying to be product first. So that's been my goal for the last year or two, is doing that. And Conversion Bridge is my latest thing to try and make that happen, to be a full-time product developer and supporter, and so that's kind of my journey there.
Alrighty, that's great. Yeah, thank you for all that. So what is it? What does it do? What's its primary focus? Now you can give us your elevator pitch, or you can go full on if you like. It's entirely up to you. But what does Conversion Bridge aim? Well, what pain is it trying to remove? What's its purpose?
Well, if you ever built a website for a client or even yourself, and you want to get some data, getting that conversion tracking can actually be kind of a pain in the butt with WordPress. Trying to figure out where it goes, where the code snippets need to go, how to hook it up with this plugin, things like that. So basically what Conversion Bridge does is it solves the problem of turning conversion tracking into a one-click thing. You install the plugin as usual. And then it's just enable conversion tracking, toggle on, done for pretty much every single integration. There's no code. There's nothing you need to figure out. There's no double checking. Is this on there? Does it do anything? You just know that, toggle it on, and it's done. One of the main benefits of it is that it actually works with, I have it at 17 different platforms right now. I think it's 13 analytics platforms and 4 advertising platforms. So this is the one reason why I created Conversion Bridge, is because I wanted to get away from Google Analytics 4. I really disliked that forced update for everyone. I understand why they did it, but I just really did not like it. I used to be able to send clients to Google Analytics, the old version, and say, here's your data. And they'd go, oh, great, that's easy. Never had to walk them through a single thing. And then all of a sudden we had GA4. And even someone like myself who's been building websites since 1999, I was struggling to find the data that I wanted. So I wanted to move to one of the alternative platforms. I also didn't want to use a cookie banner. No one loves those things. Everyone hates them. True. I was redoing one of my own websites, the Sunshine Photo Cart website. And I was like, okay, let me reevaluate this thing as an American, you know. What? Let me learn better about these cookie, you know, plugin or banners, and do I really need one and all this kind of stuff? And I was like, well, analytics is one of the main reasons why people need to have a cookie banners, because they're tracking people. Well, let's use a different alternative. Let's use Plausible, Fathom. You know, there's many, many options these days, which are fantastic. And so it's like, oh, if I can switch, I don't need to use a cookie banner. Great. But the downside was, is I still needed to track my conversions. So I still needed to know, when someone's purchasing, when someone signs, I want to know when someone signed up for my newsletter, when they're contacting me for various things, just to get a feel for how well my marketing channels were going. And a lot of, WordPress plugins, they had Google Analytics add-ons. So we add conversion tracking for Google Analytics, but they, not a single one had anything for any of the alternative platforms. And I would say maybe even a third had one for just Google Analytics itself. So you still were responsible for cutting and pasting some code snippet, or just there was no documentation or no information whatsoever from the plugin on how to do it. So you kind of left it figured out yourself. And so basically, I think this is, I solved this for myself, and I think it's great for agencies, but anyone making their website, because it takes a task that can be a major chore, something that we don't really want to do, but we should be doing. We should be tracking where everyone's coming from and how we got our leads, our conversions, our purchases, so we can have better marketing, so we know what's actually working. So it just makes something that's a major technical challenge for a lot of people who are used to, who aren't very familiar with code. There's a lot of people, which is, the WordPress space, who are WordPress builders who are great at, putting a great WordPress website together, but maybe those technical things of code and things like that are a challenge. It's literally just a couple clicks. I have a video on my site, how to get, install your analytics and set up conversion tracking for all your plugins in less than 1 minute and you're done.
Yeah.
So it takes this thing and just makes it a no-brainer to get it done.
And it kind of feels like the approach that you've taken is to cover as many bases as you can right from the outset, really. So you mentioned that it connects to 13 analytics platforms plus 4 ad platforms. So it's pushing data from your website, and we'll get into the way it can push data in a minute. But some of these I'd actually never heard of. I mean, there's the obvious ones. You mentioned, the much maligned, as you said, Google Analytics. I've heard of that one. Fathom, definitely heard of that one. And a few more, but some that I hadn't heard of. Plausible, User Maven, Go Squared, Perch. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Tiny Analytics, Sweatrix, and some more. You can go and check them out on conversionbridgewp.com/integrations, by the way. But on the ad platform side, Google Ads, TikTok, interesting, Pinterest, and Meta. So they're the 17 bases that you cover in that direction. So that's where all the data ends up, and whatever you or your client have decided you want to use as the way of visualizing that data and gathering it up over time, that's where it can be sent. So that pretty much, as far as I can see, covers all the bases. But then, if it was just a WordPress website, that would be one thing. But the WordPress websites that we typically build for our clients are rammed top to bottom with plugins. And those plugins often have, different ways of doing things. They might, I don't know, if it's like WooCommerce or something, there's definitely interest in tracking how did people get here, who bought what, when did they back out, all of that kind of thing. If you've got some sort of LMS, then you might want to see who's, poking around in which corner of your learning management course, and so on and so forth. If you've got affiliates, you get the idea. And so 51 at the moment, 51 WordPress plugins. Bravo for that, by the way. That's a pretty neat achievement. And so it looks like you've taken the approach of, let's just gather all the things that all the people are using on, generally speaking, I mean, they're all there, right? And figure out what they do and how we can get the analytics out the other end to the ad platform or what have you. So, wow, that's a lot. Is there anything particular about the difference between the kind of things that they do? I mean, I mentioned WooCommerce. I mentioned an LMS system. Are there any other quirky ways of gathering data from the things that you've put in?
Yeah, so even like in WooCommerce, for those who are using Google Analytics, or there are some even other analytics platforms that are getting to be just as good but easier to use. You can track everything from when a certain product is just viewed, when they add to cart, when they begin the checkout process, and then also when they ultimately purchase. So you can understand the entire flow. So it can track each one of those, like in Google Analytics, they now call them key events. So you can, follow that funnel, and it will work with those specific, you know, if you are, again, using Google Analytics, they have predefined events like begin checkout, add to cart, and all those kind of things. And so it works with all of those perfectly. So you can set up certain funnels. User Maven is a great one I like, because you can create your own custom funnels however you want. And so you can track all those, you know, important events for things like in that one, or even Easy Digital Downloads, it does it as well. When the form is viewed, when the form is submitted. It also makes sure that when a form is properly submitted, one thing that a lot of people do is they'll put on the click of the submit button. Well, that doesn't mean they submitted the form. It means they clicked the button. There could have been errors. There, you know, something could have gone wrong with the form. It doesn't mean that it actually worked. So I take that in a lot of seriousness, because I want to get real, true, accurate data as best as possible. So it tries to cover every single thing that you would want to know for your marketing. So when people take an action that you would want them to know, you know, signing up for a newsletter. There's a lot of websites that are trying to grow their newsletters these days with Google going haywire. You know, it's better to focus on building an email list. So you want to find where you're getting your newsletter subscribed. So, you know, that's why it works with quite a few of the, like MailChimp for WordPress, for example. You know, it works with their, you know, newsletter forms, with Mailster, with a few of the other newsletter plugins that are out there in the WordPress space, so that you can track when someone signs up for your newsletter on your site.
So again, dear listener, head to conversionbridgewp.com/integrations, and you'll see them all there. The moment that we're recording, it's 51. I would imagine that number is, I don't know if Derek can nod at me. Is it likely to go north?
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
There's several that are.
You've got a coming soon section, which has got at least another, 13 or so in there, something like that.
I'm working with some of those plugins.
Yeah, that was going to be what I was. That was going to be my next question. Actually, was, is that how this works? Is it a symbiosis? Have some of these developers come to you and said, look, we've got this, I don't know, membership-based plugin or something like that, and we get a lot of questions about how to connect analytics with it or whatever it may be. We see that you've got this. Can you build our integration? Do you work with them? Is that how some of this has happened?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a handful that have reached out to me as I've been, you know, posting and talking about it on Twitter, and they've seen it. So that's been great. I've definitely had them reach out to me directly and ask me to do those integrations, and I'm always happy to do so. And I put on the website everywhere, you know, if there's an integration that you want, please let me know. There's a couple analytics platforms even I've never heard of that some people have recommended, and usually I can get them added fairly quickly. Depends on the plugin. Some of them, usually I honestly was searching through, and when I first started, I just was like, all right, what are the big, you know, the big ones, WooCommerce, you know, the big forms and all that kind of stuff. And then kind of just sorted them by install count and was like, all right, which are the big, you know, I built a new plugin, want to get as much reach as possible. So, you know, started with the big install counts and then just worked my way down. For the most part, I've gotten pretty good at being able to search the source code. I got a pretty good process down of how to search it, find what I need. And then build the integration. And then if I'm struggling with something, you know, look through the documentation. And then if still can't find anything, then I reach out. And what's great about WordPress plugin is our WordPress community is that when I reach out to them, pretty much every single plugin company has been, yeah, sure, here's a lifetime, you know, one site developer license. Just take it, go for it. No problem. We're happy to help you. So. Yeah.
To get into all their pro features as well and see what,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course, I'm just using them for my development local site, but it, you know, to get access to it and make sure I work with all of their features as best as possible.
So that's the approach that you took, is pick off the big guns, like you said, and then kind of like work your way down the list. Well, that makes perfect sense. I mean, there must be some kind of weird surprises in there, the different kinds of things that you can track. I mean, obviously, you know, WooCommerce, I think we can all imagine what the kind of tracking there might be. But yeah, you got some things in here and I'm thinking, what would that even look like? So something like MailPoet or I don't know what some of these ones are even. But presumably you've learned on the way, okay, this thing does this. We can track that strange thing.
I mean, like MailPoet, those, it's mostly like, it's a, you know, news, I believe, if I recall, is, you know, they're doing email marketing type stuff. So you can subscribe for a newsletter. So yeah, you want to know when someone subscribe, you know, has that little enter your email address, subscribe to my email newsletter, and you want to track that. So yeah, that one's, you know, stuff like that are pretty standard.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wondered if there was any quirky things out there that you could track from some of the integrations that you'd built, some kind of peculiar things that you thought, oh, well, that's kind of interesting.
I mean, I would say maybe like some of the file download ones.
Oh, okay.
It might be a little bit of a stretch, but I definitely could see some needs, you know, if you're building like a file, you know, a whole bunch of files that you make available for download and you'd want to track those. Maybe there's some important ones. Maybe there's a white paper or something like that, that you'd want to track when people are downloading that for free on your website.
Got
stuff
it.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So if we're your customer and we purchase this from you, and we'll talk about pricing and all of that a little bit later. But what's the process then? Obviously, like you said, you install the plugin, we get that bit. How do we do the connections? How simple are you making this? And if I switch on, say, oh, I don't know, let's say Fathom, and then I switch on WooCommerce, is there a lot of configuration that I need to go through to make those two things bind together and so that the WooCommerce stats get sent out to Fathom? Mm-hmm. Or have you kind of made it as simple as possible? Toggle this on, you're done.
Yeah, my goal is to make it as absolutely as simple as possible. So it really is just a toggle. You know, there's all the different analytics platforms, and you toggle on which one you're using, and then you enter, you know, Google Analytics, Fathom. They all have, you know, a unique ID that associates that site that you've, you know, site profile, or every single one has their little different name for it.
Yeah.
But you copy and paste that little unique ID, hit save, and you're done. You've set up your analytics. It's now added the core tracking code for that analytics platform. Switch to the integrations tab within ConversionBridge, and then you literally just click a toggle for which plugin. It sorts them. It'll identify which plugins you already have installed on your site, and it'll say, here are the ones that you have installed, and it'll list all the other ones below just in case, so that always reminds you of what's possible. But then when you're ready to say do WooCommerce, you just check the little toggle next to WooCommerce, and now it's tracking purchases. But you also have the options then, and every integration will be different depending on what exactly it is. But the WooCommerce one, then you have some additional just checkboxes. That's, do you want to track the add to carts? Do you want to track the begin checkout? Do you want to track when they view the cart? All these different parts of that funnel that are unique to an e-commerce platform. The form plugins are a hair more. You check the toggle, and then you have to go to the forms because those are done on a per form basis.
Oh, maybe, right. Because you can,
maybe make, you don't want to track, do conversion tracking on, maybe you have 5 forms on your website and there's only one that you really care about tracking conversions on. Maybe there's some that are, you know, behind a login or, you know, aren't really marketing, or they're, you know, special needs. So it's on a per form basis. So then you just go edit your form. And for every form, there's just a quick little, you know, it's still a toggle, you know, just add a toggle. But again, each form has its own unique way of doing it. Like WS form does it with, they have actions, you know, so you can choose an action. So you just add a conversion action and stuff like that. And yeah, you're pretty much done. You can customize it. You can, in Google Analytics, they have predefined labels and how everything's kind of predefined for what, how the data needs to get set. But in other alternative analytics platforms like Fathom, Plausible, Persh, all those other great ones, you can customize what that says. So there's like a conversion label. You can call it whatever you'd like, and that's how it will appear in your analytics platform.
Oh, that's nice. So it's actually human readable. So,
exactly. So you can make it human readable, make it really easy. And so you can customize what that label says in your analytics platform.
Yeah, that's neat. Okay. Sorry, you sound like you had more.
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. And I have a video, you know, on my site that's talks about how you can go, you have your analytics installed and your conversion tracking set up in less than 1 minute. And it could be, and what's also awesome is that you could, you know, that's as many plugins as you have. Like, it's just still a toggle. It's just click, 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 click. There, I just enabled conversion tracking on 5 plugins. You know, it's not hard at all. And you can also enable as many analytics platforms as you want.
Testing,
for testing, I have I think I have 10 different analytics platforms enabled at once, because I'm checking to make sure that it works and sends into all of those as I'm testing, and it works just fine. So it's a lot of them offer free trials or they have free tiers, and it's great. You could enable 10 different analytics platforms at once and see which one works for you.
Yeah, I can also imagine that
if you try them out.
Yeah, if you're in a scenario where you want to move away from one to the other, you could have two overlapping for a couple of months or something like that until you'd figure out, okay, that's how the data looks over on this new one, and we're happy with that. Let's switch the old one off and what have you. So you could have all 17 of them going at the same time if you so chose. How does the sort of modern concern about data privacy and things like that,
right,
are there any things that you need to be mindful of if you are doing this kind of thing? Is there anything that you had to build into the plugin to, I don't know, to expunge data in certain ways, or I don't know?
Yeah, I know. We're all still trying to understand. What does that mean? And, me as an American, I'm not used to the EU privacy stuff as much. But yeah, I've definitely had to learn a lot of it. And like I said, most people were still trying to fully wrap our heads around what that means. But yes, there are some, privacy things you got to worry about if you're using Google Analytics. That's the biggest one. The great thing about every single one of the other analytics platforms that Conversion Bridge integrates with is that they are privacy focused.
Right.
Meaning they don't take on anything that would be a concern for any privacy laws. That's their main, one of their main benefits compared to Google Analytics. It's why this huge, massive, new industry has spawned off, is because of all those privacy laws and the issues that a lot of websites and site owners are having as a result of, Google Analytics, how do I get this set up to work with EU privacy laws and all this kind of stuff, or new privacy, California and other, laws that are popping up around the world. Let's just ditch it. Let's just go use an alternate. I don't have to think about it, worry about it, and we can be good. So it absolutely does. And in the latest release I just put out yesterday, actually, from recording this, it integrates with the cookie banners.
Oh, nice.
So the cookie, like CookieBot, CookieYes, and a couple of the other WordPress specific cookie banners and things like that. So it'll follow and obey all those. So, like the Google Analytics integration will. And then there's, the Facebook, TikTok, and Pinterest, those ones that you're tracking things and sending data. So if you have one of those cookie banner plugins installed, it'll follow the rules of whatever the user has allowed. So now it definitely, follows all those privacy rules as you would need, and you can configure it how you want. Do you want it to follow those cookie bots? Yes. Okay. That's up to you. You decide.
On a personal level, is that one of the reasons why you moved away from Google Analytics? Did you want to know 100%. That you were in charge of your own data and that it was, just collecting the things that you needed and not, who knows what Google is doing with that data, frankly, but it's very profitable. I know that much.
On a personal level, I accept all on every single cookie banner because I don't care. I just want it to go away as fast as possible. Yeah. And also as a marketer, I don't mind if you know that where I came from and what I did on your website and why I converted or not, because I would like to know that. So you should know that. It personally doesn't bother me in any way. For me, again, when we started this conversation, I talked about how I just didn't want to have a cookie banner on my website. So that's why I wanted to use an alternative analytics platform, because I just didn't want to deal with it. I hate them so much.
I don't think anyone really
likes them.
They are monstrosities, some of them. They're massive.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Like 10 minutes of choices.
It really is. As I was doing those integrations, I was just like, one that took up a third of the screen with gold, silver, bronze. And I'm like, I don't even know what this means. No. What does that mean to be gold, silver, bronze level privacy? That doesn't mean anything to me. And yeah, it was just a beast of a pop-up. And yeah,
with these I'm going to call them proprietary, I don't know what to call them, the ones that are not Google Analytics, the ones that you might, I don't know, install on your own hardware or something like that, how And again, this is nothing to do with your plugin necessarily, but obviously your plugin, you know, combines with them and binds to them. How good are they these days? Because I genuinely haven't played with any of these for years and years. And back in the day, they were kind of, they were beginning to be credible, but I'm guessing that at this point they're just as credible, but I'll let you take that.
Yeah, each one has their own unique pros and cons. There is some variety in there where Google Analytics is trying to solve a problem that anyone could use. And I'll say there, it's good for really high-end marketers. It has a lot, you know, it's been around for a very long time. They know what they're doing. And for, you know, people with multi-million dollar budgets, Google Analytics is probably going to, you know, do that. Someone whose full-time job is just looking at Google Analytics data and doing reports is that it's fine there. But we know that most site owners are not like that. If you're an agency making a site for your landscaping company and you want to give them the access to analytics, that's completely overwhelming now. Google Analytics is completely overwhelming now. And what's great about all these alternatives, it's a throwback to what Universal Analytics used to be. Something that's very simple to walk in, one screen, you can see your top pages, you know, what browsers they're using, where they came from, and all this kind of stuff. And then with Conversion Bridge, what, you know, how well your conversions are doing and where those and what those are coming from. So yeah, there's definitely some pros and cons. It depends on what you're doing. There's some that have more tools to accept metadata on conversions. So what that means is they're better suited to handle e-commerce type websites. So you can see what specific products or how much your purchases are. For example, like, yeah, I made this one traffic source yielded me 100 purchases, but the average price was $10. Or this traffic source yielded me 20 purchases, but the average purchase price was $1,000.
Right.
You know, things like that. So you can tell, like in some analytics platforms, you can just say, there's 20 purchases versus 100. That's all the data that they let me send into their platform. And other analytics platforms, you can do more advanced data and get that more fine-grained information. And so there's some that are better than that. And on the Conversion Bridge website, I have a comparison that talks through the pricing, you know, if they have a Google Analytics import process, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it compares all these alternative analytic platforms.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of see what some pros and cons are between them and then see which ones maybe you want to give a try. And like I said, with Conversion Bridge, you can run multiple at the exact same time, check their data accuracy, you know, see how accurate are they in tracking stuff on my site. And if there's any, you know, Persh gave me 100 visits, User Maven gave me 50. One of these isn't tracking all my visits, things like that. So.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. In terms of your existing customers, where does it land? Do you find that your plugin is useful for, I don't know, people who are inexperienced with building websites and they just want a kind of point click, don't have to code anything, don't have to figure out in WordPress where the code snippet that I needed to install for this platform or that platform goes? Or are you kind of, I don't know, working with agencies a bit? Are agencies helping their own clients with your plugin? Maybe a bit of both.
Yeah, I say it's a little bit of both. I think it's so far it's been more educated users. The one reason, because those people are the ones that recognize they need conversion tracking. Someone just starting a blog and just getting into websites hasn't quite learned what conversion tracking is. You know, they're just starting their little website. They haven't gotten to the analytics and tracking and understanding that kind of stuff. They're just trying to get their site launched. So it is more people who are a little bit more educated, know that they've needed to do conversion tracking, but haven't, because they knew it was this, it sounded annoying and frustrating, which, and it very much can be. And so they just never set it up and they're like, oh, this makes it easy. Great. And now I know I can just get it done real quick. But I would say the agencies and also companies that I've been surprised by some people who do maintenance care plans.
Oh, yeah.
They want to do it because I learned, you know, I'm not too well versed in maintenance plans and the different, you know, people who do maintenance, you know, who have like 500 clients that they do maintenance on. And that's all they do. And they have, you know, really streamlined processes, but they apparently have different tiers. So they have like a, you know, gold, silver, and bronze tier level of services. And like a couple of customers came to me and was like, we would love to offer this to our gold tier customers. as a value-added benefit that we can set up conversion tracking for and everything. And that made it really easy for them to do that, because when you're doing maintenance plans, who knows what plugins are going to be installed on a site that's coming to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that when there's 50 integrations and 13 analytics platforms and all, you know, all the different integrations that, that are available with Conversion Bridge, pretty much can handle any site that comes your way, regardless of what plugins or analytics platforms that that customer happens to be using. You can then quickly add this great value-added benefit and get it set up. Or an agency, as we know, like you mentioned earlier in this as well, that who knows what plugins your client site's going to need to use. Maybe they need to do WooCommerce. Maybe they need to do SureCard on this one. Maybe they need to use Easy Digital Downloads. We don't know until we really dive in and you know that you have the same plugin every single time that you can use to add the core tracking scripts and set up conversion tracking. And so it's just, you know, you don't get nickel and dimed. Oh, I bought this one plugin. We're using this one plugin. They also then have an add-on for Google Analytics conversion tracking.
Right.
Let me buy that now. Now I go for the next project. I got this plugin and they have then, you know, some other random person has built a Google Analytics conversion tracking for it and I need to go pay them something. You know, so now you're all these levels deep of who you've been buying plugins from, or you just buy Conversion Bridge and you know you can use it on every single project.
Yeah, it does feel like the agency pitch is quite an interesting one, because that whole care plan, maintenance plan market, you know, you can, there seems to be a bit of upsell with, okay, we'll take care of your SEO. We'll do your, I don't know, we'll do your plugin updates and what have you. We'll do, I don't know what, but this feels like something that could fit inside of that. Like you said, on the gold plan, we're going to enable conversion tracking. And from the perspective of the agency owner, if you've got Conversion Bridge, you really are 3 minutes of work and you're done. And that's the thing which is on their website and giving them the data that they need. And so they see the value from it. It's, you know, value pricing. That's how it goes. So that seems like an interesting one. But also, like you said, if you are just beginning your journey, there's options as well. And if I'm looking at the pricing table at the moment, pretty straightforward pricing. You basically, there's no like tiers. You don't get certain features if you pay this and certain features if you pay that. This is purely, I could be wrong about that, of course, but it looks to me as if it's purely, you want more sites, it's going to cost more. Yep. Is that how it works?
Yeah, there's no, I mean, when I was trying to do pricing, you know, it's a challenge to figure out how to do pricing for your product, but that's in the end what it came down to. So it's not like you know, the bronze, you only get these obscure plugins.
Yeah, you can't have easy silver, digital you get downloads some. For that. No.
Exactly. Yeah. And then gold, you finally get WooCommerce.
Yeah.
You get all 51, you know, plugin integrations that are right now, all the at analytics, all the integrations at level. It's just purely number of sites. Because that was the main differentiator of what people have come to me talking about is saying, hey, you know, I had someone who was like, I didn't even have that many right now. I think I have a 200 site, you know, license. And I think I had it up to like 25 and someone's like, oh, we have 200 customers on our maintenance care system. And I was like, wait, what? I didn't even know that was a thing. So I was like, yeah, I guess I can offer some really high site. You know, that's how I was kind of learning. So.
Somebody will come to you after this and say, I got 1,000. Can we have 1,000? I will see. So it's really simple pricing. It jumps from one site for, at this moment, caveat emptor, it's up to Derek what he does with this pricing, but at this moment, it's in the region of $50, $47.40 for one site, and then it goes to 10 sites, $25, $50, $100, $200, and obviously the price increases the more sites you want. You'd have to manage that yourself. How are you doing support? It feels like this is it's you, I'm guessing, but are you email support or you have some other system that you use?
Yeah, pretty standard email support. Yep. I've been doing support on my other plugins for 11 years, so I know
how that
I
works.
Feel pretty good and confident that I know how to handle, how to do all that kind of stuff in a very good, efficient way. But I usually get back right away, you know.
And I can see at the bottom of your website, we've got, you know, the usual documentation page and things like that and what have you. So there's other ways of self-serving if you struggle. But there we go. So conversionbridgewp.com, go check it out. And if you want to get in touch with Derek, apart from the website and the contact form, is there any place you sort of hang out and do more social stuff online? You're a Twitter user or a Facebook user or LinkedIn, anything like that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a bit of a Twitter user, so I'm on there quite a bit. I enjoy being part of the WordPress community on there and talking with people and getting some good information from others as well. So, yeah, you can find me, Derek Ashour, on X, Twitter.
So it's just the spelling of your name, basically.
Yes.
So, okay, yeah. I will...
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say it out loud, but I am actually. So it's at DerekAshauer. Now that'll get into the transcript as well, which is kind of nice. So, okay, Conversion Bridge. It's a done deal. Go check it out. To get it into the hundreds and hundreds of sites it probably deserves to get into. Thanks for chatting to me today, Derek. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nathan. I appreciate it as well.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. An absolute pleasure chatting to Derek today about Conversion Bridge. If you've got anything you want to add, please head over to WP Builds and leave us a comment on the fabulous WordPress commenting system that we have over there. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also joined by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. We're also joined by OmniSend. Do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And we're also joined by Memberful. Memberful, building a membership website? Check out Memberful. Memberful allows you to easily add gated content, private member spaces, payment collection, and more to your WordPress website. Get started for free at memberful.com/WPBuilds. That's memberful.com/WPBuilds. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, OmniSend, and Memberful for their support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that's all I've got time for. Just one last quick plea. If you're in the mood for Black Friday, head to our page and bookmark it, wpbuilds.com/black. And if you're a product or service owner, don't forget the sponsorship options and the way to get your product or service onto that page. Okay, that really, really, really is it. I hope that you have a good week. I'm going to fade in some really dreadful cheesy music and say, stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.
Place I'm in, don't see this every day. Baby girl, I'm at a loss for words.